everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight. Got a great message for you. Want you to stay tuned. Got a lot of announcements to make to you. Got an important address change in the pipeline for you here this evening. And we got a great program. We're here at the Kingsgate Inn tonight, beginning in the first week of our transmission, permanent transmission. We're closer to the radio station here in the area, WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel, and we're also changing addresses. I'd like to give you our address if you have a pen and a paper. This is a new address that we will be receiving mail at the Shepherd's Call, and you just address your letters and cards like you normally do to Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box 568. That's 568 in Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Now I'll give it to you again slowly for you that are finding a pen and a paper. It's Pastor Buddy. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to know how we're coming in from our new location. Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee 37874. Now that's our new address, and we pray and hope that you have taken the address down. What we'll do, we'll give it a little bit later on if we have time later in the program. And tonight we're going to tackle the subject on ears to hear. We want you to make sure of your election. We want you to make sure of your calling. We know that there's many called, and we know that there's a few chosen. You know, it looks like that the world's trying to save everything and chase and drag and pull in, and we don't really know whether that the Father had that in mind. I don't really believe he did. But tonight we're going to examine it and see. We're going to talk about the people who have ears, the chosen ones. Did you know that those who are chosen and they were called from the foundation of the world, and they are out here across the world, scattered sheep, as you know what I'm talking about. And we're talking about the 13 tribes. I was having dinner tonight with one of my friends that drives a truck across this country, and we were talking about the world situation, what's going on and what's happening, and it's unreal, ladies and gentlemen, how much change that we've had in a short time to get to where we're going. It seems like that the Bible is true, that the time is being speeded up. He's cutting it short, ladies and gentlemen. If he don't, there's not going to be anybody with ears to hear. We want you to know that we are in process of having a place for our tabernacle meeting. This is going to be a permanent location from now on. We invite you to come. We welcome you to come. We are family-oriented. We don't believe in foolishness, and we don't believe in carousing and things of this nature and raising Cain. We are law-abiding citizens. We don't threaten no one, and we don't receive any threats so far. So everything is fine. We are loyal citizens. You know, I've been preaching the gospel for right at 50 years plus. I've never been in jail for 1 minute. I've never had a warrant that has been processed into court against my behalf. And I'm not bragging, but I'm just thankful that I've been a law-abiding citizen. I believe in obeying the laws to the extent that it doesn't cross the biblical lines of my faith. Now, if it runs against the grain of my faith, my ears won't hear that. My ears are tuned to spirit. My internal spiritual clock is set and tuned to the gospel. I'm ready for the defense of the gospel. The Bible said, preach the gospel, and those who have ears to hear, let him hear. And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou to them in parables? And he answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to dwell there and ask you, for you that believe that the gospel is for everyone, and some people here that is mentioned by your Savior, the one you say is going to save everybody, is telling them, and he might as well be telling you, because the word is the same yesterday, today, and forever for them as God ears to hear. Now, for those who think that the gospel of then is not the gospel for now, don't have those spiritual ears. You see, what we do is we believe that which is written is forever settled. Nothing can be added to it, and certainly nothing taken away. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me give you another point here. For whosoever has ears to hear, and to him understanding shall be given. And he shall have more abundance, that is, of understanding. But whosoever hath not ears to hear, from him shall be taken away. Whosoever hath not ears to hear, from him shall be taken away. Whosoever hath ears not to hear. Now, there's people in this world that will not hear the gospel because they don't have ears to hear. A complete deaf person cannot hear, and that is because the reasoning is because he don't have any ears to hear. And the Messiah acknowledged that there are those who are not given the mysteries to understand. There are those of the kingdom that it is given to. And then there are those who it is not given to. You say, well, that means, Pastor Buddy, that God is going to save everybody that will hear him, but those that won't hear him are not going to be saved. Well, that's true, but the Bible is indicating here what the world is acknowledging, that they've got ears to hear. What Christ is really saying here, and those who have ears to hear will know what I'm talking about. There are those who do not have ears to hear. It's not that they could hear. The statement is, if they have not ears to hear. If you don't have any ears to hear the gospel, how do you think that you're going to be saved? Can the horseman go forth without the sound of the bugle in his ears? He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. From him shall be taken away even that which he hath. But to whomsoever hath not ears to hear, see, it's not meant for him. Even that which will be taken away, even that he hath. If he hath any ability to even logically conclude he understands, he even that will be taken away from him, because there is an element of mystery in the gospel, and the Bible declares it so plainly when it says, if the gospel is hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Now, this plainly says, ladies and gentlemen, that this gospel is written that you might believe and that you might understand. But neither do they understand. And in them it is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing you shall hear and not understand, and seeing you shall see and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross. They've actually become fat and lazy. They have closed their ears, lest at any time that they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should be converted, and I should be obliged to heal them. Now, does that really correspond to the teaching of your local pastor? I doubt it. Notice this. Because they cannot. They cannot hear the truth. They that are of Yahweh, God, will hear the truth. They that are not of Yahweh will not hear it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we've got people that are coming to the festival, a few, with ears. They can hear the gospel. It's calling them to gather. And the Bible said, fail not. Fail not to gather. Together, even more so as you see the day approaching. Now, the brother and I, who drives a truck around this country, he knows the country real well. He knows what's going on. He sees the results of what's happening. And more people are turning a deaf ear, turning their ears from hearing the truth, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this reason, or for this cause, God, Yahweh, in a flesh body, shall send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie and be damned who hold not the truth in righteousness. Now, does that sound like a ear to hear? Do you have an ear to hear? Can the gospel penetrate your mind and your thoughts and your soul? Or has the love of the gospel waxed cold? Your heart become very gross, blinded, deaf, as Isaiah prophesied, and they cannot hear because they don't have ears to hear. Ladies and gentlemen, to whom you yield your functions of the body, the hearing, the seeing, the tasting and the smelling and the feeling, ladies and gentlemen, these five senses that are instrumental in promoting the gospel to an ear that can hear, they will hear what the gospel said, and those who are not are like these people when they shall receive a strong delusion. Now, who shall send them a strong delusion? Did you know the gospel is not meant for the dogs? Did you know that the gospel is not meant for these heathen? Did you know that the gospel is set for the defense of the ears? my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. That means that they have no perception of truth. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will reject you. Hosea 4:6 out of the King James Bible that we're reading from here tonight in your presence. Now, do you think that a little leaven will leaven the whole lump? Well, let's look at this as we go into some of the reasoning why that people don't have ears to hear. They are not genetically pure. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, it don't matter what color you are. It don't matter what nationality you are. God sent the gospel to all nations to save them. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not true. The word nation is being very broadly mistranslated. The nations are the ones whose ears are circumcised and whose heart came from a gathering or a chosen people from the foundation of the world. These people have not changed. These people are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, yes. Many have drifted. Many have become cold and indifferent and separated. But let me give you the scripture. They that are of Yahweh will hear the word of Yahweh. Now, I want to repeat this. We have what is known as a group of people who believe in the sacred name of Yahweh, who believe in commandment processing and keeping. They believe in the Sabbath. The learner Sabbaths that we promote are written in the heavens. Man did not do this. Man has no way of changing the heavens, but he had midways to change the calendars of man's conceiving. Notice this. It's like Yahweh made Adam and Eve. They begot the two sons, Cain and Abel. Now, we believe that this was the first family on earth of righteous ones, with the exception of Cain. Now, how was he begotten? By the same mother and the same father, and would have been judged as no ears to hear. Listen to this real closely. Cain was of the wicked one. There is something wrong right here out of the gate of the Garden of Eden. Now remember, the conception was in a spiritual environment. The seed was sown for an ear, a spiritual ear, not a natural ear. There was no natural ear while the seeds were in the garden. There was something that placed a spiritual ear to hear on one side of the family, and then there was something evil on the other side of the spiritual spectrum that was evil. Now, the Bible says that Cain was of the wicked one. That is the reason why that Cain killed his brother, because he didn't have a spiritual ear to obey the gospel. The Bible says that Abel brought a worthy offering. Now this offering was chosen before the foundation of the world to make amends for whatever happened inside the garden. Now this is a result of what went on outside the garden is compensation, recompense, repentance. remission, removing, sacrifice for sins, a victim of righteousness was Abel, killed by Satan, the murderer, from the very beginning. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you tell me that the murderers of this planet, and you say, oh, we don't have any. Look across your nation. Look what's happening. Follow the routes of our nation. See what's going on. People are eating and drinking and being merry. I've got a brother and sister here from the state of Arkansas, right here in this area of East Tennessee. They can't even find a parking place for their mobile home that they're driving, a large one, around the country. They've been around the country. They're well-traveled. And it's changing. You wouldn't think that all of the places around the country for these motor homes would be filled, or these smaller RVs would be parked in these parks, and no room in the inn. The reason is because people are now, they are downsizing from homes, moving into these RVs, these smaller units, costing less to operate. That's part of the problem, and the reason why that we have so many of these spaces filled is with people that are downsizing. They're not out running to and fro, as many of them are, but a lot of them are permanently locked in to cheaper operating, where they gather in these small parks around the nation with smaller units, downsizing, cheaper to operate and cheaper to live in, and letting their homes go back, or selling them and cashing them in for lesser units to live in. Ladies and gentlemen, we are on the decline. Everything that is manufactured and bought here, almost, it seems, has a China stamp, made in China. It used to be that everything that our fathers bought was a product built by the hand of Americans, made in the USA. That is no longer the norm. It is the exception. I had a brother the other day who was walking through looking at some items, and he saw this item that was for sale stamped made in the USA. And he said, we better get that. That's a rarity. Ladies and gentlemen, no greater proof, because we don't have ears to hear. We have been hoodwinked, if you will, by the devil, and we are now a people without ears. We can't hear. Cain went out from the presence after he killed. Listen to me. He was a murderer from the very beginning. He wasn't born and became a murderer. He was born a murderer. That's what Yahweh said. You think that Cain had any ears to hear the instruction of Yahweh? I don't think so. Pretty clear, ain't it? When he traveled east, the Bible said he settled in Nod. Now, where's Nod? If you go to your history records, researchers will tell you that it's clear, and they agree that Nod is the area now called China. And after Cain settled there, what did he do? It tells us Cain knew his wife, and there and the late Abel, where on earth did Cain's wife come from? Were there beings on earth for Cain, who was, if you will, inducted into the world by a different father than was Abel? Remember, this was happening inside the spiritual realm. The physical being didn't come about until outside the realm of the spiritual kingdom. Now, Cain was born a murderer. He was not a murderer because he turned evil and once was good. It was because he was a murderer from the very beginning. Before he breathed, he was a murderer. Before he was in his mother's womb, he was a murderer. Before Eve conceived of Cain, and the Bible says, and she conceived and bare Cain and continued. These are fraternal twins, one with a set of ears to hear, and one with a heart to murder. Now, you won't believe, ladies and gentlemen, that Satan's seed is still in this earth. Why is China and the eastern, the people of China and surrounding areas, why are they being promoted? Why are they being exalted? Cain's seed is being promoted because they are different. They have not ears to hear. They are murderers from the very beginning. They are mixed and mingled in with the seed of Cain, and therefore they do the deeds of their father. And their father was a murderer, not became a murderer. Their father was a murderer. John 8:44, read it for yourself. Cain didn't have any ears to hear the gospel. The gospel was hid from Cain. He didn't have the truth of the knowledge of how to appease and to cover his mother's sins. He didn't even know his mother had sinned. The Bible says that Abel brought a covering for his mother. He knew. He had the intellect. He had the ears to hear the plan. This was a natural thing. You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Was it some kind of a genetic defect that Cain couldn't hear? Yes, it was. If the gospel is hid, if they can't see it, if they can't hear it, it's because the gospel is hid by the genetic relationship of blood and not by physical acceptance. Oh yeah, you can tell a sad story and the devil will cry. The devil can tell you a sad story or a beautiful story and make you laugh or shout. That doesn't necessarily mean it's the truth. Now, if Cain mated with his wife and Cain was of the wicked one, what do you believe he produced? Why do you believe that the world is now being filled with murderers? Why do you believe that the world is being promoted with all the sin and evil that is filling this earth as it was in the days of Noah? Ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing new under the sun. We're going right back to where we were. weren't doing the same things that we did before this earth was destroyed. Now, if Cain mated with the children of the East, and that's what it says, the Bible actually discloses where she and the other Nodites came from. Now, and on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and he rested. Now, that's the account of the creation of the earth. It is presented in sections, days. After six of those days, we're told that the Creator rested on the seventh day. After he rested, we are told that he looked upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. Now, ladies and gentlemen, something is very funny right here, isn't it? Don't you know that man was made on the sixth day? Don't you know that the beast of the field was made on the sixth day? But don't you know that on the eighth day, no man to till the ground after day seven, and Yahweh formed, why did he form him and make the other man? These other men are formed into a clay body to receive a vehicle called the ears to hear, or the soul of a man that is given from beyond, from a special place, through genetic, spiritual production. The formed man out of the dust of the ground has the neshama of a living soul. The other don't have the ear to hear. They don't have the spiritual intellect or the spiritual instincts to produce the fruit that Yahweh is looking for. What kind of fruit is he looking for? The book of Matthew, chapter 13, tells us exactly what Yahweh's looking for. A thorn tree cannot, never has, a thorn tree's never produced good fruit. Satan has never produced good fruit. He never will produce good fruit. He was a liar and a murderer from conception. When he had an offspring in his likeness, Cain is in the likeness of the devil. The devil fathered Cain into the world. The devil and the fruit manifestation of Cain is identical. Satan, his father, is a murderer. He didn't become a murderer. He was a murderer from the very beginning. So what does murderers produce? They produce murderers. Ladies and gentlemen, if you knew what was being put in the air above your head to breathe, if you only knew what was being put in your food for you to eat, and that they could slowly, slowly poison your body, your intestines, to rot from the inside out, slowly, that you would waste away slowly. We're burning people with diseases that is unknown, unheard of. People are dying from sores and from fungus, bacteria eating funguses and things of this nature, dying from these things like they have never died before. What's causing this, Pastor Buddy? running the world, who have no love for you, who only seek to profit from you. You're no more than a number. When you get sick and die, so be it. They profit from your death. They shout upon the mountains of Cainville. When you die, when you suffer, or when you're sick and diseased, slowly, ladies and gentlemen, right above our head, every day almost of our life, we are being poisoned from the air. The seeds that we place in the ground have been poisoned. We are now at the point where they're so brazenly brave that they know that they're in such control, and Satan knows he has such a short time. He's hastening the day of your death. Now let me remind you of those that have ears to hear my message. Satan is a murderer. His children and his offspring are murderers. And they sit and plot and plan and connive together to murder you, to kill you, and to destroy you, and to steal you away from the arms of he who give you the ears to hear. And you've joined my association because you have been deceived. The Bible said you're destroyed again for the lack of knowledge. You will not hear a preacher preach this type of message. You'll go to the bell box where he eternally rains down sweet, lovable death, lies and deceit, making you feel good on your way to a hell without ears to hear the gospel. You don't want to happen. You don't want that to happen to your life. Wake up. Hear the word and turn from your wicked ways and let Yahweh come into your life and let him change you and let him energize those ears. How can you hear without a preacher? The Bible says that the faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. Ladies and gentlemen, the word is forever settled, and it's not for everybody. It is not for those who have no ears. It is for those who have ears. Now, for those who have ears to hear and know the truth, and not walk in, you are going to have to pay. Because it'd been better for you not to know the way and not go. See, we're having the tabernacles here starting this week. It's amazing how it's come around so fast. We've been so busy. We've got so little done. We've got so far to go. But we do know one thing. We've taken a major step in creating a place at Sweetwater, Tennessee. Yahweh's will. Yahweh's pleased and well pleased with this place. Here, we know that because the devil's mad. We know that because the devil is roaring as a lion. We know that the devil is a liar. We also know that the devil is a thief. We also know that the devil is a murderer. Neither of those did he learn by trial and error. He was a murderer from the very beginning. He was a liar from the very beginning. He was a thief from the very beginning. And he will destroy even those who had the potential to have a year and turn their ears from hearing to keep their own tradition, and therefore Yahweh's wrath and his vexation waxes hot against those who will not use their ears, who will not use their eyes. Let them sleep on. Let them miss at Tabernacles 2010. It may be the last one. Make sure that Yahweh doesn't find you eating and drinking with a drunken. Say, well, I'm not going to the bar, and I'm sure not going to the festival. Ladies and gentlemen, he's not talking about the bar. You're probably better off in the bar. You could be a man enough to stay in it. The bars I used to go to, you had to be a man to stay in. But they tried, everybody come in. If you wasn't a man, they'd throw you out. If you didn't act like a man, if you didn't talk like a man, the time I came up in the 50s, they would toss you out of the bars. I don't know how it is now. I hear they didn't think you can chase, pull, and drag. They can spend money. They'll go in there and associate. Back when men were men and women were women, you had to be a man or a woman to stay in a bar. You'd probably be better off right now in a bar with a little truth than into a church full of drunken, idiotic, demonic so-callers where they are deceiving people literally by the million and sending them to hell. You say, well, a drunkard don't have no place in the kingdom. He don't. We're not talking about the natural. If a man will acknowledge the truth, even though he's drunk on alcohol, it doesn't matter as much as if he's drunk on false doctrine and swear he's going to heaven, and the deceit is deceived him, whereas the man like Noah who was drunk was made a righteous man, although he did get drunk on alcohol, I know he made the trip. And so it is today with the singwriters, the so-callers, the ones that have ears to hear and can't hear it, the ones that have eyes to see and can't see it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the day that we're talking about. This is the time of trouble. And it's a spiritual trouble with people without ears to hear. They will not acknowledge the truth. A lie? Yes. Tradition? Yes. They will promote it and encourage people to receive it. But when the truth comes, they'll say, oh, we don't believe that. I've never heard nothing like that before in my life. You see, the truth is stranger than fiction. It's ridiculed, rejected, and then when it's preached strong enough by the undeniable truth to the ears of those that can hear it, it's accepted as the truth. You need to hear the truth. You need to hear the gospel. You need to hear that there is a people in the earth that will not walk in the truth, that cannot have it because they are serpent seed. They are of the devil, and the works of their father they will do because they were liars without ears. They were murderers without ears. It doesn't hurt them to murder you. Oh, yeah, they'll get up in the pulpit and say they love you. But then they'll go to the factories that make killing spray arsenal assholes that spray down over your head every day to slowly kill you when they're told they're doing it for national security. That's deceived, demonic demons who come to kill, who come to steal, and who come to destroy. Our truth County. Our truth lays dead in the streets of America. We preach to you and type to you 5 or 6 nights a week and telling you truth undeniable. And yet, you turn a deaf ear, you get up on Saturday morning, and you go worship Saturnalia, or you go worship the sun god, Zeus, in your favorite bell box church, and you shout, and the lies and the iniquity with no ears, no eyes, and a man of Yahweh is cast out of your midst. Blessed are you when you're separated and hated for his name's sake. Blessed are you when people shall persecute you and speak all manner of evil against you because they have no ears and they have no eyes. Ladies and gentlemen, the truth would scare them to death. The truth would be the worst thing that they ever had. And so then, cast not the truth before the swine, because they will turn and they will render you. Know who you're among. Know that the demons who will speak good out of one side of their mouth and kill you unmercifully out of the other. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. We need to walk in to the rest of Yahweh. We need to love him and to keep his commandments. His commandments are not grievous. They're just strange. The Bible said he made us strange and a peculiar people. And ladies and gentlemen, that's the ones that have ears to hear. You've got my message tonight. Put on your ears to hear. Put on your eyes to see. Come to the festival beginning Thursday evening. Here, late in the evening, we will commence our first service here at the King's Gate Inn, located in Sweetwater, Tennessee. We want you to come. We want you to fellowship. We'll give you a place to camp. If you'd like to go to a motel in the area, there's plenty around. If you need directions, call me tonight. Area code 423-259-0606. Now remember, my former number, 626-2172, is going off. It will be closed on the 27th of this month. I'm not there to monitor it, and there won't be anybody there tomorrow as new owners are coming into the home that has our previous telephone number. So don't call 626-2172 anymore after tomorrow. It will no longer be in service. Call this number. It's the only one we've got right now, the cell phone that I have right now. It works in this area and works in most of the areas around that I travel in. 423-259-0606. Again now, that is 423-259-0606. Now I'm sponsored tonight by Brother Paul, my good brother out of Michigan tonight, and Dr. Gary out of the great state of Mississippi. I would appreciate it if you could call us tonight. Tell us you're coming to the festival. If you can't, we appreciate you. Now, we're so far behind on mail. I am really apologizing to all of my mail recipients. They look forward to receiving their CDs and their DVDs every month, and I have surely let you down. If you'll forgive me, I'll make it up to you as soon as I get settled here and after the festival and get time to get back into the normal swing of things. We will be more prepared to serve you greater than we ever have. We're looking for miracles. We're looking for great signs and miracles as we are calling in this festival America to its knees. Now we know that when we say that, that it rains on the just and the unjust. America has got a spanking coming. And this spanking is going to be so terrible, it will involve the prophecy of Jacob's trouble, a time of trouble. We are nearing the time of Jacob's trouble. We want you to contact us, ask for directions on how to get to Kingsgate Inn in Sweetwater, Tennessee. Now, nobody don't know where it's at around here. You can't stop and ask nobody. They can't tell you. The only way that you can find out, if you don't know my friends or calling me, I'm your only source here tonight to find directions to the Kingsgate Inn. You can call me at area code 423-259-0606. Now, like I say, I apologize for all of our male partners that have supported me. Help me up. I need your help. Don't quit me. Hang in with me, and I'll make it up to you, I promise. And I know that Yahweh will love you, and Yahweh will bless you. And we're going to start our services. Again, we'll be starting here Thursday night. It's come up on us, ladies and gentlemen. This week, we're going to begin the Feast of Tabernacles. Isn't it wonderful that we have the opportunity together? Come and gather with us. Spend a day or two with us if you can. We got brothers that's going to drive from way up in the state of Wisconsin, out of Illinois, out of Alabama, out of Mississippi. Brothers and sisters are making their way here to the Kingsgate Inn on Thursday evening, beginning at sundown, for we will begin our first day, and we got so much work to do. We've got to build an altar. If you'd like to see an altar built the old-fashioned way, come and see an altar designed by biblical standards. If you've got an ear to hear and eyes to see, you can see it. We'll teach you the functioning of the fourth chapter of the book of Joshua, or Yahshua, on how they built altars, or Deuteronomy chapter 27, how they were instructed to build the altars, or Numbers chapter 2, how I learned the ancient art of altar building, being inspired by Yahweh after a long fast. Yahweh opened up the art of worshiping from an altar. Ladies and gentlemen, the altar building, a lost art, restored in this day. And you're going to see many things restored to Israel, but it'll be in a time of trouble. It'll be in a time of trouble such as you've never seen. However, when the going gets tough, only the tough and get going. Praise Yahweh. I've enjoyed being with you tonight. I'd like to give you my address, my mailing address, my new mailing address. I just wonder who's going to be the first one to send me a letter or a card to Pastor Buddy in Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Now that's 37874 in Sweetwater, Tennessee, the home of the Kingsgate Inn, the festival here in Sweetwater. Post Office Box 568 to Pastor Buddy. I'll be looking for your card and letter in the next few days. May Yahweh richly bless you. May He keep you. May he inform you, and may he give you ears to hear and eyes to see the gospel revelation coming about in the name of Yahweh. I love you tonight, and may Yahweh bless you and keep you, and may the Son of Righteousness shine from heaven to enlighten your eyes and give you ears to hear in the name of Yahweh. I'll be back again tomorrow night on the Late Show. I'll see you at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, sponsored by Brother Mark, who will be coming here in person on Thursday evening. Mark and Audrey and the folks from Mississippi, the great state of Mississippi. We've got people coming from Kentucky. We've got people coming from Ohio. We've got people coming from around the country to gather here in festival. And we hope and trust and pray that you're one of those out of North Carolina, South Carolina, Alabama, Georgia. Now we're going to have a great time, praise Yahweh, of people gathering from Michigan, from Ohio. Oh, my. We're going to have people from possibly far away as Canada. And we hope and trust that you can come and be with us on Festival Day, starting on Thursday evening on the 21st. We've got the tent set up. We've got a good place for you to come, some good level land for you to camp in, or you could park in. Got plenty of parking space, parking room, so it won't be crowded. We've just now got our water hookup, drove all the way to over on I-40 today to pay out $1,500 to just have a walk-in hooked up for next year's convenience of people that will camp in their campers, and you can come and stay and camp. We're going to have camp hookups and sewer and things of this nature when we'll have time to put all these in. So we're building a campsite and a campground for Yahweh. Help us and send us a love offering is our prayer. I'll see you tomorrow night around the world on WWRB 3.185. Yahweh's blessings. Hallelujah.